Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, we bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Praise his holy name. He is so worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. The joy of the Lord is my strength and yours too. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to welcome all of you. Amen. To the 9th anniversary, hallelujah, of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, hallelujah. I love it when his joy just comes upon me. Amen, and hallelujah. May his joy come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the, hey, yada shakaraba. Hallelujah, the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, deep down in your belly right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I love it that the Lord says in his word, thank you, Lord, he said that if two or more are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. And he is in the midst right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said, welcome, welcome, welcome. I mean, it's been quite a day. A lot of things have been going on today, I'm sure, for me and for you. Hallelujah. It's just, you know, it's just a 21st century thing. Amen. But in everything that's going on, the joy of the Lord is still our strength in every situation and every circumstance. Hallelujah. So we're here today, hallelujah, to celebrate Getta Radio's 9th anniversary. And we're here to celebrate, really celebrate his goodness. He is good. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. At all the time, God is good. Glory, 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 hallelujah. And his goodness is past finding out, hallelujah. We just have to just go with it and just say, okay, God, I can't understand all about your goodness, but I'm going with this today. I'm just going to enjoy you and your goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So this wonderful holy laughter came upon me this morning. Amen. I mean, I've been walking around doing things all day, and it just came back. And I was like, hey, go for it, Lord. Amen, amen. So tonight, we're going to have a good time tonight. I believe I'm just starting to have a good time, and we'll all catch up with each other in just a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to say the scripture, praise the Lord. And we have a couple of scriptures. It was so many scriptures about the goodness of God. Psalm 107 and verse 8 says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. Hallelujah. And then good old Psalm 23 verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know the goodness of the Lord is following you all the days of your life. Amen. So as we go on, even further into this wonderful celebration, we want to start off with a song. And you may have heard it, and if you haven't heard it yet, you're in for a treat. If you have heard it, you're still in for a treat. And it's called The Goodness of God, and CeCe Winans is singing it. And we're going to be playing that every day, all of this week as we all of this month as we come together and celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the words are just, it's just my testimony. I know it's yours too. Let's have a good time celebrating. Amen.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing
Hallelujah. Your goodness is running after. God's goodness is running after us. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. His goodness is running after us. Glory to God. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Amen. We're celebrating tonight. Get 'em Radio's 9th anniversary, and we're really celebrating the goodness of God. We wouldn't have started this without him, and we definitely can't continue it without him. We continue to dedicate Get 'em Radio to the Lord. Amen. So we're going to have Minister Amber Price come on and just talk about the history of Get 'em Radio for those of you who, some of you have been with us from the beginning, before the beginning began. You have been with us, and we praise God for you. Hallelujah. And even those who have come on with us and walked with us during this time, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Minister Amber, we're going to open up your line for you to tell us about the history of Get 'em Radio. Minister
yes.
Amber?
Hello, everyone.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Everyone, and happy 9th anniversary to Get 'em Radio. Before there was a Get 'em Radio, there was God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministries. On January 1st, 2011, the Lord birthed a ministry in Apostle Kizzy's heart. The Lord brought to her remembrance how she had been blessed and supported home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, as well as encouraged their leaders. Because she is a woman of order and authority, she presented God's idea to her chief apostle, Apostle Joel D. Rudolph. God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministries became part unity of the Spirit. God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministries interdenominational fellowship, which is an apostolic ministry headed by Apostle Joel D. Rudolph Sr. The Lord gave her a charge to edify, equip, and encourage home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. The vehicle the Lord led her to use was internet radio via the Blog Talk Radio platform. The first Get'em Radio broadcast was Thursday, November 1st, 2012. They received their 501c3 tax-exempt status approval letter May 15, 2014. Over the past 9 years, Get'em Radio has grown into what is called the Get'em Radio family of broadcasts. In February 2015, they added Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Hawkey. Now his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, is a part of the Prophetic Healing as well. In addition to interviewing leaders of home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, special theme months such as Prophetic Month, Miracle Month, Wise Fathers and Wise Mothers Month, Evangelism and Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp, Authors Month, and Cryptocurrency from a Christian Perspective were added, just to name a few. This has opened the door for more ministers to be on the broadcast. Over 70 ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers have been on Get'em Radio. In December 2016, the teaching ministry of Pastor Lorraine Nabarro, entitled Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, was added. Friday Night Lights, a Friday night gathering with good preaching hosted by Pastor Mark McCoy, Pastor Herbert McCoy, and Pastor Paul McCoy, along with the Sunday school lesson series called Morning Coffee with Pastor Paul, was added to the Get'em Radio family of broadcasts for a short time. The Lord continues to use them in other parts of his vineyard. We are godly proud of the Point Christian Fellowship in Dallas, who have continued the Friday Night Lights hosted by Pastor Herbert McCoy on Google Meet. They have taken the broadcast to another level by adding audio and video. Hallelujah. We continue to fellowship with them. The newest addition to the Get'em Radio family of broadcasts was added in 2020 during the pandemic. It is the East St. Louis Christians in the Church with Senior Pastor Mom Willie B. McCoy and Apostolic Pastor Apostle Kizzy, as well as the Speaking in Tongues Tuesday hosted by Apostle Kizzy. Apostle Kizzy and all of the Get'em Radio family of broadcasts, thank you so much for your support, your prayers, and financial support as they continue to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God. Thank you all so much.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Amber. Praise God. Good job. Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now time we have these, or during this celebration, celebrating the goodness of God, you know, I was thinking we need some testimonies. And so, and we also need an opportunity to give during this time. What better person to start with than my spiritual mother, the one that the Lord used to help to birth me into the kingdom of God, and to everywhere I went, she would be there, or he would send her to help me. And so before I even knew that I was called to the ministry, God told her before he told me, and I'm glad about it. Amen. And she was excited and just shouting and happy and everything, and I didn't have a clue. But then, hallelujah, the time came when I walked into what the Lord showed her, the vision, hallelujah, that the Lord showed her. Amen. And this is none other than my spiritual mother and my natural sister and spiritual sister, Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price. Oh, praise God. It would be nice if I opened up her line, wouldn't it? I'm so excited. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Apostle.
Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless. God bless you. That's all right. God bless you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I thank God for already being a part of this ninth anniversary of Get 'Em Blog Talk, Get 'Em Radio, God in the Mist Radio. I tell you, it's a blessing. This radio program, this Blog Talk radio program of Get 'Em has been a great blessing. I'm so honored and thankful to God for you, Apostle, because and thanking God for this ministry. I thank God for you even asking me to give one of the testimonies as I get ready to also thank God for our offering tonight. And you said give a little short testimony first, and that's what I thank God for you asking me to do. I thank God so much for you, Apostle Kizzy, and for Get 'Em Radio, for God in the Mist Radio. It has been a great blessing these last 9 years. When we were moving from Los Angeles, California, coming into Memphis, Tennessee area, I didn't know, Apostle, and to the ones that are here, and I want to stop for a second, give honor and glory to God, who is truly the head of my life, and to his precious darling son, Jesus Christ, to the precious Holy Spirit, to Pastor Mom, and again, Apostle Kizzy, and all, and to Bishop Aaron, and Lady Sabrina, and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. I so thank God for being in the midst with you all in this God in the Mist ninth anniversary. So I wanted to thank God for that. So I want to go back to the testimony that I wanted to share. When God had me to move from Los Angeles 9 years ago, it's been 9 years ago when God began to have me to move from Los Angeles, California, to the Memphis area. And when we moved here to the Memphis area, right, and 9 years ago, Get 'Em Radio was just beginning to get started. Glory to God. And I praise God for that because I didn't know which direction I was to go in. I didn't know if we were going to start a church. Were we going to do a church, Lord? Or am I going to go and join another church and be able to avail myself to a ministry that's there? Lord, I need your direction. I need your guidance. I need, Lord God, for you to show me what to do and how to do it. And so for the first few months that we were here in 2012, we were going and we were visiting different churches. Had an opportunity to be able to visit ministries and be fed, and we were just thankful to the Lord for that. Just so thankful. The girls got to see what they liked and what they did not like as they went. And me and Joe and all of us were going to the different churches. And then I was asked to speak on Get 'Em Radio for 1 month. That was the practice that they had at that time and still do many times at this time, that they will ask a minister, to come and to share as, you know, for a whole month. They'll talk with you each week about it. And so I went on and was on the radio program. And by the end of the program, the end of that month, a clarity began to come into my heart and to my mind as to what the Holy Spirit wanted for me to do. And he said, Helen, I want you to begin Memphis Covenant Faith Church here in Memphis, Tennessee. One of the things, as my brother, Pastor Mark, opened in the opening introduction to Get 'Em, if you'll ever listen to it, it says that the church that Get 'Em, God in the Mist, is here to not only encourage the hearts and minds of people, but it said it could catapult you to the next dimension of ministry. And that's what I've seen over this last 9 years, not only with myself have I seen it where it was catapulted us, where we began Memphis Church, and it's been going on now about 8 years now here in Memphis, Tennessee. And God saw, and then I saw, and even how it blessed where my children's lives were concerned because of God using that particular venue of Get 'Em. I was able by the Spirit of God to have the honor and the privilege of laying the foundation even in my children's lives as they were transitioning from young adults into full adults. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I could see the fruit of the labor of what God did. And it came out of, I praise God, out of being a part of Get 'Em Radio, God in the Mist Radio. Then the next thing I was thinking, hallelujah, the next thing that came into my spirit about Get 'Em during this ninth anniversary to comment on very briefly is about the excellence of the ministry. I thank God for Apostle Kizzy and the ministry of excellence that is upon her life. Not because she is my sister in the, my sister naturally, we both have the same mom and daddy. Not because I'm her spiritual mom and the Lord sent me to her. But I say this, and this is not about you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. No. This is about there is a spirit of excellence upon her life. I look at her, and I think about Elijah and Elisha, how that when God will put two people together, and then Elijah, the second Elijah, did twice as much as the first Elijah did. Glory to God. The anointing was on both of their lives. What I see in Apostle Kizzy, I look at it, and I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, I just thank God for her. I thank God for the due diligence that she does. I thank God for the anointing upon her life, the professionalism, the faithful. I get a chance to see behind the scenes. I've been in the house when Get 'Em Radio is going on, and I get the chance to see the behind-the-scenes things in there and to see and say, Lord, thank you for my sister. Thank you for what you've anointed her. She's anointed by God to do what she's called to do. It takes maybe two or three or four people to do what she does and when she's not there. And so I thank God, and I've had the honor and privilege of being left with the baby. I call Get 'Em the baby, and he's not a baby anymore. She's not a baby anymore, but I've had that opportunity. And I know what it takes, and I thank God for what God has called you to, Apostle. I really thank God for you and for that due diligence. Then lastly, the other thing is that the excellency of the ministers and the ministries that have come through in these last 9 years. There are over 1,100 broadcasts, 1,100 broadcasts. And in those 1,100 broadcasts, sometimes it seems like we're going from one, from glory to glory, from one level to another level to another level. I listen to one minister on 1 week, and I'm telling you, it's like we're going, God is just getting us into shape and laying the foundation in our lives and doing things that need to be done in our lives. Then the next time, the next week will come, and no matter who God uses her with and whatever capacity God uses them in, our hearts are blessed. So I thank God for getting ready. This is my testimony of what I feel about this ministry. And then I thank God for the prophetic healing ministry that comes on Wednesdays. The prophetic with Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda and Apostle Kizzy. Again, what they do on Wednesday nights is a great blessing. I tell you, this time when they asked me to do it and to be just kind of like the host with Ministry Lane, I kind of sat back and let Minister Lane, Elder Hawkey, and Minister Linda, because the anointing is upon their life. I've been healed by the Lord through their ministries. I know it's real. I've been healed. God has done some work in my body as a result of that ministry that goes forth. So I thank God for all that he has done and is yet doing in this Get 'Em Radio. I said the last thing, but the Holy Spirit just reminded me. Often Apostle Kizzy will say that this ministry may be heard in 2055, which is, you know, in 2055, which is 100 years from the time she was born. Or maybe the Lord often gives me, it may be in 3000, if Jesus tarries to come. And if he tarries to come till those years, there is a cornucopia, a blessed ministry that people's hearts and minds, this body of work that has been left, that is put on an archive, and that will be there. There'll be somebody that will just be rejoicing. They'll be saying, oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. This is good. They'll be just rejoicing in it. And somebody would say, could that really happen? Yes, it is. There are some things that we're looking back now at the ones when the Wright brothers were making the first airplanes. And they go back and listen to some things they say. Those artists that did things a long time ago, many hundreds of years ago. Now we're just seeing some of the things of what they've done. And their work, body of work, is still a foundation for other people. So I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. I thank God for God in the Mist radio, blog talk radio program. I thank God for each one that comes on, and thank God for this opportunity to share my testimony. I give glory and honor to God for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And now I've been also asked to to come and to talk about the offering today, to receive the offering today. Glory to God. It's such a wonderful privilege and an honor to be able to give. Luke 6, verse 38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Get 'em Radio is a wonderful ministry to sow your seeds in. The Word of God talks about that as long as the earth remains, there will always be seed time and there will always be a harvest time. And God will always, if we'll let him, give us good seed beds in order to sow our seeds. As we sow the seeds during this time for this anniversary month, not only will get them, it be a blessing to get them, that it may continue to go forth, because the kind of program that Get 'em Radio has, it costs. It has to, there's a cost to it. It has to be paid for. And she never comes in and says, okay, I need y'all to come on in and pay for this particular program, all the programs. There are ones who have radio blog talk radio programs, and they know with the kind of time that we have when we come on here, that this is a great, great blessing. And so we have an opportunity to be able to sow and to get them. And not only will this be a sowing and to get them, but to the ministers that will be ministering in these next 4 weeks, they are Get 'em Radio and Get 'em Ministry along with Apostle Kizzy, they're very, very liberal by the Holy Spirit. They're wonderful givers. And so I thank God for that. There is a scripture that I want to read to you in 2 Corinthians and 9 and verse started in chapter 9. It says in there, it says, and God, it said, but this I say, he would sow as sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he would sow as bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, what does he do for a person who is a cheerful giver? Verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. When we begin to give, and we give cheerfully as unto the Lord, God makes all grace, that means every earthly blessing and favor and special ability for what we're called to do, to abound towards us. And then when we sow seeds, we know in the book of Acts 10 and verse 4, when Cornelius gave of his seed, he prayed and he gave alms. He gave his money and he prayed. As a result of that, it turned the tide in his life. Not only was he saved, but his whole household got saved. So there are seeds when we give that will turn the tide in our situation, because giving and sowing and reaping, sowing is one of the weapons of our warfare. We not only do it because God said as we give, he'll bless us back, and also that he, really our giving is what blesses us, so he can get back to us what he wants to give to us, but it also meets the needs that he calls for ones to do. So I want to thank God for each one of you tonight. I pray that God will touch your hearts in the area of giving to Get 'em Radio. And they're giving, if you want to give, they have a Cash App number, a Cash App name of $ Get 'em Radio, $ GITMRADIO. I'll say that again, $ Get 'em Radio, $ GITMRADIO. So I thank God for each one of you tonight. We're looking forward to hearing the word through the bishop tonight and to be able to fellowship. And I thank God for each one of you. I love you, Apostle. Thank God for what you're doing. Thank God for these 9 years and these over 1,100 broadcasts. And may God give you many, 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 many more in Jesus' name. And God bless you. I turn it back over to you, Apostle. God bless you.
And amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Thank you. Hallelujah. That was beautiful testimony, and you know, catapulting to the next dimension. And I've seen it. I've seen it with Minister Amber and Minister Joy, and how the three of you minister together. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Hallelujah. And I consider you all a part of Get 'em Radio. Amen. Whenever I need an extension of me, because I can't do but so much,
you guys are always there, and I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. You rarely hear something from Minister Joy because a lot of times she's the engineer in the background. So we praise God. Praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. So now is the time that we're going to get to our speaker. Hallelujah. But before we get to the speaker, I'm going to do an introduction of the one who's going to give the introduction. And I can't talk about her without talking about him. And Lady Sabrina McClary is going to do the introduction of her husband, Bishop Aaron McClary. And I have known them for many years. We met each other in New Jersey, and we've done so much together. You know, Bishop and I have ministered quite a bit together. And Lady Sabrina, I mean, I have been to their home. I have sat under their table. I have eaten with them. I have slept at their home, you know, and it's just such a blessing. Now, this woman here, Lady Sabrina, I'm telling you, when you talk about Proverbs 31 woman, when you talk about somebody who loves their husband, who takes care of their husband, you know, I've seen her behind the scenes, you know, just taking care of things. And the two are one. And it's such a wonderful honor that she agreed to be on the broadcast, because she's been here before now. Both of them have been on the broadcast before, and I thank God for them. It's so good to have her here tonight to introduce her husband. And they have been out and about today. I'm in awe of what God is doing through them today. So I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, my anointed friend, Lady Sabrina McClary. Welcome, Lady Sabrina.
Amen. Praise God. I just give God the glory and the honor just to be a part. I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, because you are truly a blessing. I give honor to Mom Pastor, to Pastor Price,
Amen.
And especially to our Savior Jesus Christ. And I just thank
yes.
God for you just asking, because it's always an honor to introduce those that you love.
Amen.
And I praise
Amen.
God for that. Yes. And so at this time, I will be introducing my friend, my lover, my supporter, my corrector. I just praise God for him, Bishop Aaron McClary. We have been married for 37 years, and I praise God. We have two lovely daughters, two lovely biological grandchildren, five additional grandchildren. And I just praise God. Bishop McClary is a man of his word. He seeks God's face. He looks to the hills for answers from God. He's a man that preach what he lives. And I praise God for that. I have seen him walk the word, live the word. He is a miracle because I really believe that it had not been for prayer and God, he wouldn't be here today. And I remember some years back, Pastor Clark had prophesied to him and told him that he was going to be a living epistle, and that he has truly been. He's a graduate of Gilgal Bible Study. He has sat under some of the best teachers, one being Pastor Joel Rudolph, a person who teach perfection. And I praise God for that. I just thank God for all he does. He's a singer. He's a supporter of all ministries. He tried to be fair, true, and honest. And he's also an apostle. He believes in building up the church, the body of Christ, those whom people have tossed out. And so I introduce to some who do not know him, and those who do know him, none other than Bishop Aaron McClary.
Amen. Woo!
Wow. praise God.
No.
I praise God. She got me with that one. She didn't tell me she was introducing me. She didn't tell me that. That was such a treat. Wow, I am so happy to be here. Hello, Apostle Kizzy. I know sometimes we chit-chat a little bit before the service, but the Lord didn't allow us to chit-chat today.
Yes.
But I thank God we are on one accord already, because your laughter is how I feel right now. And while you've been laughing, I've been laughing too. And it's been all day long. So I'm so glad to be here with my Get Them Radio family. God bless to Pastor Mom, who I know is listening. Thank God for your life and your leadership. And I thank God for Pastor Price and Mr. Joy and your niece, Amber. Mr. Amber.
Yes.
And Mr. Joy did our beautiful flyer, I think. It was Mr. Joy, right? Yes, they did a beautiful job on our flyer this week. So we want to give her kudos. She's following the hand in the leader, in the same lane as Pastor Price, who always does excellent flyers. I look forward to my birthday flyer with my triplets, sisters, every year. And Pastor Amber has done a beautiful flyer for us every single year since you learned this skill. And it is such a blessing. And I'm so grateful to you, Apostle Kizzy, for time and your love, your friendship. And down through, I think I've been here 9 years. At some point, I jumped in there that first year. And thank God that for the ministry opportunities that you've given to so many and to me. And what a blessing and what a ride we've been on. I think about the miracles. I also got healed through Elder Hawking's ministry on the radio and listening on the radio.
Yeah.
I think of the miracles. I think of the miracles God even gave the honor of seeing it go through my ministry. Did some miracles and the different things and the turnarounds that God have given us down through the years. And I'm so happy. Happy ninth anniversary. Lord have mercy. 9 years. It doesn't seem like it. It seemed like it was yesterday, but that's the way. You know, the joy of the Lord is truly your strength, as the word of God tells us. And when you're doing something that you love and you enjoy, there is no time. You're not looking at the clock. And before you look up, you know, time has moved on. But I just want to thank you for this opportunity. And I'm humbled to be here tonight. I thank God for everyone that took the time to join us tonight. I can't see the numbers exactly, but I know by faith we have some new people that have joined us tonight to listen and see what God has been doing on Get 'Em Radio tonight. We're taking a little extra special time because of it being the ninth anniversary. But we thank God for the excellent format that for this program that Elder Kizzy has joined every Thursday night. And the East Coast here, you have to get a nap because it's at 10 a.m. our time, 10 p.m. our time. And usually the Lord takes over and it's midnight or whatever, so before you get off. But we thank God you don't want to miss a minute or a second of anything because God really moves and really has his way. Lord, I just want to, I'm just grateful. I ask your pardon when my voice, this pollen is trying to get to me. So I'm here sipping on some tea and honey, and I'm going to try to calm myself down and use my voice wisely. But I'm so excited, amen, for 9 years of God in the midst Get 'em Radio, and
Amen.
For those who may be new to the program, the archives are just endless, all different kind of subjects. They will bless your soul and your spirit that you can go on and listen to a lot of our archival programs. Any of you ministered thoughts of free friends on Facebook that look like you might be listening in, let me tell you, this is an excellent source of speakers. You can find no better anointed speaker than Apostle Kizzy, Pastor Price. These two women you need to bring in when the weather clears up and then this fire clears up, and have these women deposit into the lives of your people. I still remember the first word I think I heard from Pastor Price was years, probably before Get 'Em Ready. I was still living in New Jersey. But when I first met her and the word that she deposited in us, I still live off that word and the strength of knowing who God is. I think either Amber or Joy was a baby then, was a little girl, and it accompanied them. And just to look now and see what God is doing. All these years later, we give him glory and we give him honor. I know you're by yourself, but just put your hand together right where you're at and just give him glory. And I just thank God. It's like I hear every spirit. And I know the Spirit of God. Glory. Hallelujah. It's making a difference in your life tonight. I want to go ahead and get on in the Word. I thank God as I woke up. I've known for a while about speaking, but I've been praying and seeking God. God, what do you want me to say? It's 9 years. You've done so much wonderful stuff. I tell you, anyone that's not been a part of Get 'Em Radio, if we would have tell you all the goodness and things that God did on the different programs, the speaking in tongues on Tuesdays, Elder Harkey, the Thursday night broadcast, Sunday morning with Pastor Mom, if we could tell you some of the things God has done and is doing with Get 'Em Radio, we would not have time. But I thank God that he has sustained what would look like by man was unsustainable. And I'm sure through Pastor Kizzy, sometimes she wanted to give up the ghost, but she held on to what God mandated and required of her to do. And I am grateful for that. I am a blessed man. I give a short testimony as I get into the Word. I tell you, this past year, literally, Get 'Em Radio has kept me encouraged and kept me alive, even financially. They gave from their heart to me at moments when I didn't have a dying for medication. And I was looking to the Lord, Lord, where am I going to get it from? And not thinking that I would ever be blessed by my own family. It's wonderful when your own kin just bless you so and give you just what you need and meet the need. And God just opened those doors. And something else that it did for me very personally is that Elder Kizzy would call me and ask me to speak, and I've never told her no. And this last year, I was sickened to death probably at least three times. that I should have expired. I was laying in the hospital this last time, and I heard somebody say, oh, he's not going to make it. And I'm sitting there, I'm conscious, but my eyes are closed, and I can hear what they were saying. I said, no, the devil's a lie. If God get me up out of here, I'm going to still serve him. I'm going to keep preaching. And here, God has sustained me through a pandemic. Hallelujah. Through a pandemic. I thank God I haven't had to experience corona. I pray you haven't, but you still here. That means you got through it. But I didn't have to experience that. I went through a lot of other things, but I didn't have to experience corona. And each time I was in the hospital, they will put me right at the corona door where they got it all taped off, people in, and roll the dead bodies out. And it's my door right there beside them. I'm like, Lord, why are you putting me back in the hospital right beside the corona ward? And I said, okay, God, I won't complain. I'll lay here and pray. So I have a testimony that every time I was in the hospital, no matter how sick I was, I was so sick, but no matter how sick I was, God was in the room. And my room, all three visits, would they would be looking for their staff, and the staff would be running to my room. It'd be that day off and they're on another floor, and they'd come to my room, and the Lord would minister to them through me. I didn't know how I was looking. I thought I was looking rough. I'm sure I was. But God always gave me a word and always gave me a smile and said, thank you, and I appreciate you, and how you doing? Sometimes God would give personal words to different ones. I'd have to take this politically correct route and say, look, I don't know what your personal beliefs are. I really don't care. But I have to let you know I'm a man of God. And God spoke to me. And God told me to tell you A, B, C, and D. And then tears start rolling down their eyes. And then I get scared. Now I know that I know it was God. But then it would be so accurate. God would be so accurate with these strange, perfect strangers. Me sick in the hospital bed, and I'm praying for folk, and then they get real sad when I get a little better and get ready to get out. Everybody get real sad and want to run by and say, hallelujah, I can't do nothing but give God glory for letting me experience that. I can't give him nothing but glory. I'm laying there beside the COVID ward, seeing them roll them in, seeing them roll them out in a body bag. And I'm giving God, I'm praying, I'm interceding. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that, for how he uses me. I may not be on a biggest platform around the world, but I serve the biggest God. Hallelujah. Who makes waves for me. Hallelujah. And he wants to do the same for you. I declare, Sabrina and I think it was 5 months, beginning of the pandemic, we were right here in this apartment. We didn't go anywhere. Sabrina would go to the store. Of course, it was a big ordeal when she went to the store, come in, contaminating herself and all that stuff. That was before the virus, the shot, where you had a little more protection. You know, having a shot doesn't give you 100% protection, but it gives you a little more protection that helps you, because there is no cure for coronavirus but the Lord. Amen. But the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sickness and bore our diseases, even corona he bore. He knew it beforehand that this was going to happen. But at any rate, Sabrina and I sat up in here for at least 5 months, and we're looking at each other like, well, the rent's paid. Well, God blessed us with cable. We hadn't had cable in years. We couldn't afford it.
Glory,
pandemic came along, we could afford cable, so we didn't have to sit here with these rabbit ears trying to see what's going on television and looking at DVDs and old movies we have. So God made us live better in the pandemic than we were living when we both was out trying to work, make money. But he sustained us. He paid our rent. And I want you to know he did the same for you. You're still alive. You're listening to me now. I thank God that you're alive and you're awake, you know, because I don't talk to dead people. So I know God gives me some live folk out here. Tonight I want to take your attention to Ezekiel 18. And I'm going to pinpoint one verse when I get to it. But I want to read this to you tonight in your hearing. The word, Ezekiel 18, King James Version, verse 1. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith the Lord, you shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon, and have not eaten upon the mountains, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have come near to the administrative woman, and have not abstained any but. But have restored to the debtor his pledge. That scripture goes on a little further, but I want to highlight for you tonight. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, coming out of that the beginning of the fifth verse there. Yet that's the fifth verse. If a man be just and do that which is lawful and right. And I want to read also for you in the hearing, Proverbs 16. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his word tonight. I thank God that as I look on the present situation of my household, my neighborhood, my city, my county, my nation, and the world, I look and I see the goodness of the Lord. It only took a good God that will cause us not to perish in this continuing pandemic and continuing his mercy on us that is renewed on us daily, not by any great thing that we've done, because it was based on greatness. I know many, many of my personal friends and men and women of God that serve God earnestly are dead and gone because of this virus. So it's no goodness of my own. I know nobody crosses every I and dots every T. But I know these were men, real men and women of God that perished just like everybody else. But if I perish, let me perish tonight because I'm going to see the King, meaning that I've made my calling and my election sure. There's a scripture I love to quote. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off like the green grass and the bitter herb. And I love that scripture. I quoted a lot of years, but I got new revelations a few years ago. God told me, yeah, you like quoting that scripture. He said, but make sure you're not evil yourself. Because I said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. So Aaron, if you're evil, you're an evildoer. So I strive, and I strive to live a holy life, to live sanctified unto God. Because believe it or not, sanctification is right. No matter how the world is slicing, how people want to live and what they want to do, we as Christians have to take our mouth off the sinners, take our leg and knee off the sinner's neck, and let God be God. We cannot do God's work. That some of the things we as Christians do is evil. And if God said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy image of the workers of iniquity, for thou shalt soon be cut off. Then we need to take our neck off, our foot, our knee off the neck of a sinner, and take our mouth off them. Let God judge. We're not to judge. All right, some people will quote scripture all day long about the righteous come judge downright. Know that you're a lie. You're a lie. If your ways please God, you will have certain rights and certain privileges. God will open doors for you, even when things look impossible, even when it looks like it's down to the ninth hour. God will make a way. God will make a U-turn for you. When man said, oh, he's not gonna make it. Oh, she's not gonna make it. Oh, this, that, and the third. If you are living a life that is pleasing to God, no good thing will he withhold from you. No good thing. Life or reputation, anything that we need here on this earth, those physical things, houses, cars, land, straighten up those things that are not straight and get them right with God personally. I remember we had a Pastor Clark, dear pastor at Christian Fellowship Center, who preached a sermon about your secret service sins. If we as individuals go to God earnestly in prayer and say, God, look on me, shine a light on me, and let me see what ways are pleasing to you and what ways are not pleasing to you. If we would straighten out those personal issues that we have in our own life. Now, I put a pin there to say Well, what do we do about these social issues? We, you know, I'll say this just in so you have a clarity. I'll identify them as this: the religious right. Oh, I want this politician because he's going to ban abortion. I want this politician because they're against drugs. They are whatever. God ain't called us to that. God called us to pray, to seek his face, to turn from our wicked ways, and then he will heal the land. At that point, you won't have to worry about abortions. You won't have to worry about legalizing drugs. And you won't have to worry about putting people in office who are morally bankrupt openly before your eyes. The Christian right, the Christian church has a lot to account for when they see God. For so many years, I've seen pastors and I've seen female ministers and pastors and people in ministry put out of their church because their marriage did not work out and they got a divorce. I've seen down through the years, take a man of God or a woman of God who prayed for you, who prayed for your children, who baptized your children, was caught in a moment of their flesh, caught red-handed now. They did what they did, but we as the church persecuted them and put them out of the church, told them they were no good. They come up with crazy doctrines. We say, no, that ain't in the Bible. Well, that's not my judge. If I were to throw away the person of people that were a benefit to me in my spiritual growth, and then when I reach my maturity and my ability to know who Christ is for myself and what God requires from me, if I were to look at these people as individuals, I would cast them away. I would say, you're not saved according to what I would think in my own intellect, but I don't have that right. And I would dishonor them, the fact that they were the ones that led me to Christ. I wouldn't know anything about Christ if it were not for some of the big leaders that were at that time prominent and on the scene. And now they are considered dog meat because of some doctrine they picked up, but it's not our business to judge. Listen to it, eat the meat, spit out the bone. But if I were to get rid of them, then what am I saying about my own salvation? Because they are the ones that led me to Christ. There's prominent ministers on television. Two in particular, I'm not going to call any names. They had a theme park. They had Christian theme park and all that stuff. And major scandal hit their life. Major scandal, sex scandal, money scandal. One went to prison. They got divorced, all that kind of stuff. So does that discount my salvation? Does that discount what my walk in Christ because of what I learned through that ministry? Think of yourself as a human being. If a spotlight was put on our life to show every dirty deed we did in our life, and then before people, allow people to judge it, would you then discount what good I've done? That's not to excuse anybody for sin. Sin is sin. And God said the wages of sin is death. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The wages of sin is death. to your iPad and make sure we're not a stumbling block for somebody else to see Christ, showing the true love and compassion of God through our life, through our example. Now, believe me, I'm not preaching about anything I haven't experienced. I was at one point a very pious and very sanctimonious and sanctified something. I turned my nose up at everything. Women wearing pads to church, women preachers, that and the third. I had jumped over in that bandwagon. But I thank God that through his spirit, he opened up my eyes that I am to just love unconditionally. I don't have to partake in what you partake. You believe in gay marriage? Go get married. Now, I'm not preaching as a doctrine. I'm just telling you, go do you. I'm going to pray for you. God said that the wheat and the tare grow together. In the end, he will do divide, dividing. But I don't want my sanctimony itself to turn around and discount you and not speak to you and push you down, disrespect you. What if the word of the Lord that brings salvation and brings deliverance to your life is in my mouth, and I have just walked up and undid maybe a friendship or maybe a open door or an opportunity to witness and to love you unconditionally, and I just blew it because of my sanctimony itself. Because I'm not your judge. God gave us all a free will. We were born with it. We were born with the free will to choose as an individual to do what we want to do with our lives. Even if that choice is not to choose God. Now, that's a powerful statement there. I ain't hear no amen. There ain't nobody in but me and Lady Sabrina. But I know I said something. I say it again. God gave us free will to choose, even if our choice is not to choose him. But amen. I thank God I have the grace and the ability, and I've heard the word through many mighty anointed vessels of God that allow me to know that he is the true and the living God, and that I have made the wise choice to choose him. Now, perhaps Thanks. Your son or your daughter may be going weary or going what seemed like in the wrong direction. The Bible taught us to train a child in the way that you go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. I can only raise my two beautiful daughters up to the age of 21. 21, I had to let them go. I still see them all the time. I still love them, all that stuff. But I can't make the decisions for them. I have no right. They are free agents. But thank God that I see the word of God in effect in their lives. There are many Aaron and a Sabrina. On their jobs, you would think they were the pastor. Why? Because everybody comes to them for their problems. Everybody comes to them for counsel. Everybody comes to them for this. I know it gets on their nerves sometimes, but hey, they were born into it. That's the same as that's a Levitical priesthood that Sabrina and I mantle that Sabrina and I carry. We always carry caring folk. We always have somebody on our hip, a misfit somewhere, but we're going to be patient with them, and we're going to love them, and we're going to show them the love of God. And we've seen God turn lives around just by being patient with somebody and loving somebody. Everybody's not going to cross dot every I and cross every T. We don't do it ourselves. And we know God. And sometimes we miss it. But God give us that free will. And he, on top of the free will, he has agents like you and I that are born again to help direct those free wills to him. Now, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? No matter I look at the most homeless looking man on the street I may pass on any given day, and that man is due as much respect as I would give the President of the United States if he walked in the room. Why? Because that's a soul. That's a soul. That's one of God's souls. And if I can give a kind word, hand him a dollar, I done prayed for the dollar. It's anointed. Here, you do what you choose to do with it. Amen. But I want to bless you, and I thank God that I'm able to do that at this moment. Hand you a dollar. That's such a blessing. That's such a blessing. You've ever been down to where you had nothing, and then someone just walked up and blessed you, or God gave you a source out of nowhere. Sometimes it could just be $10. But if you ain't got nothing and somebody give you $10, it makes you as happy as if it was Christmas morning. That's a favor of God. And while that soul lives, there's still a chance for them to repent and to give their life to God as I've chosen to give my life to him. So many people will come to you and want to know, why are you always so happy? Why does it seem that things always go so good with you? And it may not be that way with you. I could be broke at the joke sometimes and just as happy and smiling, but somebody want to know, oh, thank you, you're so kind. Oh, you're a nice gentleman. Thank you, sir. What meaneth your joy? What makes you so happy? And that opens the door for you to introduce Christ. No judgment. No requirement. They don't require me to do anything when they told me to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. They told me all I had to do was believe in him and to confess. And they didn't tell me I had to give up the clubs I was going to. They didn't tell me I've never shacked with anybody. But they didn't tell me I couldn't shack up with who I wanted to. You know, you got to count at the cost. Win the soul. You got to catch the fish and win it over to Christ and let Christ do the changing. There's so many things I was saved at age 17, but I wasn't always sanctified. And sanctification is an ongoing process. It's daily. But I'm more sanctified today than I was at age 17. And I made a lot of mistakes in life. I made a lot of wrong turns. I did a lot of things that were against the will of God. But God's mercy and his forgiveness caused me to recognize my wrongs and my errors. I'm still checking for errors every day. Did I speak right? Did I say this in the right tone? I may not drink. I may not run after women. I may not steal. I may not do that. But there's something in my flesh that would do something against the will of God. And I want to make sure that I'm clear with that. That's why I ask for forgiveness, those known sins and those unknown sins. So tonight, on our ninth anniversary, it's the 9 years of Get 'Em Radio has been 9 years of encouragement of how to live before God and before man. See, that there's two things. We're here on earth. We got to live before God now. He's an all-seeing eye. But we got to also live with mankind, those that we walk amongst. And we can't be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. We can't say, oh, I'm too saved to live, to reach down and hand to hand to somebody. It's not a sin to give somebody a helping hand. It's not a sin to walk by and smile. It's not a sin to say, oh, you look lovely today. Make someone's day feel special. It's nice to be nice. The more you do it, the more you enjoy it, and the more you feel the presence of God. It's wonderful to go in an area, gloom and doom, and to walk in there as a light, as a beam, as a light of hope, because I have the hope of Jesus living inside of me, because I have the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ to help you through all these woes in life. The only mistake that happened when I got saved is the faith always made me think it was going to be wonderful. And I just say everything's a joy and jubilee every day. That's not the case. You receive Jesus Christ, you're still going to have trials. You're still going to have tribulations. You're still going to lose loved ones. You're still going to lose jobs. You're still going to go without sometimes. But in the midst of all that, if you got Jesus, if you got the Lord Jesus on the inside, you have a hope and you have a joy to know His word is never failing. He said He'll never leave you, and He'll never forsake you, and He will meet your every need. So I want to encourage you tonight, as I bring this message to a close, to fortify yourself in the word of God, in your relationship with God. Don't look to the left, to the right. Look, if you're looking straight ahead, be looking in the mirror and looking at yourself and fortify anything that is not like God. And get rid of all the secret service sin and those things we commit that separate us and cause us to lose our confidence in God. And I promise you, the more you separate yourself, the more confident in God you become, and the more power you walk in for your own life. And as the word says, you can speak a thing and see God manifested. Thanking God for each and every one of you and for allowing God allowing you to be here tonight and hearing this, even past the raspiness of my voice. I hope the word of the Lord has touched you and encouraged you to know that God is God, and He is true, and He is living, and He is there for you every moment, no matter what the case may be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah. And we pray for your throat right now, your ears, your nose, and your throat. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And thank you, Father, for healing him right now. And thank you, Lord, that you still brought a word, even through his voice, in the place where it is right now. We give you praise for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And, you know, as you were talking, the Lord said a lot through you. And I kind of like to paraphrase every now and then and tweet. If I were tweeting this out, hallelujah, I would say free will is the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Free will, that's the goodness of God. And he's so confident in himself that he'll give us free will to even not
hallelujah. Yes.
You know, he's that confident in himself. Hallelujah. And so he really gave us free will. Praise God. And then I thought of a quote of one of the pastors who's been on the broadcast. His name is Pastor Angel Wilson. And he's told me and really taught me about how to build a bridge and not a wall with people. Pastor Angel was gay. He was a homosexual, and he was at the end of a gay pride parade, and the Lord touched him. And when the Lord touched him, he fell on his knees and gave his heart and his life to the Lord right there in the middle of the street.
Glory.
You know, seeing one of those gay pride parades, mercy, mercy, mercy.
Yes, Lord God.
So, but God still reached him. Amen. And, you know, once he got saved, you know, and delivered, he began to snatch other people who were going through the same thing out of hell. And so he was, you know, and, you know, I won't say everybody may have issues, but I have had issues, and I would talk to him about it, and you know, and he said, well, you know what, you got to build a bridge and not a wall, you know, because you know you want them to be saved, so there's a bridge that you can build to get to them. And what I've noticed though in many of the people, and I'm going to open the lines, and I'm not going to talk too much longer, you guys, but I noticed that they love to help. They love to help people. People mm-hmm. who are homosexuals, who are gay, they love, yeah. you know, and I hadn't seen that before, but now I see it, and I know that there's a bridge that we can build even through that, and then, like you said, open a door to help them to receive Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we want to open a door right now in the name of Jesus. If you're listening to this and you've made it this far, but like I said, it may be today in 2021, or maybe in 2055, but you stayed long enough to listen to all that Bishop was saying, and you were saying, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Well, I'm going to ask you this. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Are you sure, absolutely positive, that you are born again? No matter what you did, you know, what you're doing right now, what you might have done this afternoon, okay, and you might have enjoyed it.
Glory.
Your flesh might have enjoyed it this afternoon. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, you're listening to the things of God. Hallelujah. And he's drawing you. He's drawing you. And he wants you to be born again for sure, to be saved, to be born again. Well, John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I love the way God said, he said, whosoever, you know, he didn't say, oh, if you're LGBTQ or if you're straight, if you, you know, if you're on drugs or if, no, God so loved the world, if you're not on drugs and you can be, no, he didn't say all that. He just said whosoever.
Whosoever.
And he left it up to our free will to make a choice for him. Hallelujah. I heard someone preach a long time ago, and they said, Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins just in case you would decide, just in case you make the decision for him. Hallelujah. And this is this is your time to use your will. Hallelujah. This is your time to use your will for heaven and not for hell. And by the way, if there's no choice made, there is a choice made. If you say, I just ain't going to make no choice right now, then you've made a choice. Okay? The default, what I learned as a computer programmer is we set a default. And the default by what Adam did in the garden, disobeying the Lord, the default was hell. So the default has already been set. So no answer means you accept the default. So God wants you to make a decision to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10, 9 and 10 makes it real easy. He did all the work. All he's saying is in Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, simply saying a prayer. And believing in your heart is making a choice. Here's that choice again. A choice to believe that Jesus is who he said he was, that Jesus is who the Bible says that he is. Hallelujah. And you make that choice. Now, none of us was there 2,000 years ago. We didn't see him. We have to do this by faith. And the choice you make is by faith to believe. Hallelujah. So we're going to say a prayer now. If you repeat this prayer after me, just repeat this prayer with all your heart, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Not maybe, not might, but you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you said that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You said it with all your heart. You made that choice in your heart. You are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. You may have felt something. You may not have felt anything. The words that came out of your mouth secured your salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So right now, we just lift you up in the name of Jesus. We commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God that he will help you to find a Bible-believing church and a desire to go to church and to learn more about him, hallelujah, and to read his word. And when you read his word this time,
You might have said, I don't understand any of that stuff. But the Bible is the only book where the author is sitting there with you and will help you to understand it every time you read it, 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. And because you prayed that prayer, you have opened yourself up for the Lord. You said, you know, Lord, I receive you. And so you've opened yourself up for him to help you. With the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and that the Lord will give you power, power to live right, power to walk right, power, hallelujah, to love him even more every day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. We meet on Sundays. The same phone number, 516-418-5699. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And we'll say a little bit more about that in just a little bit later. Hallelujah. So right now we're going to open up the line. Praise God. And we're going to start with our very dear Pastor Mom. Anyone else, if you would like to say anything, you have a prayer request, a prophecy request. You know the bishop walks in prophecy now. Hallelujah. Even with his voice, he's drinking a little tea right now. Amen. So, hallelujah. You want a word from the Lord? Amen. Get him now. Press your number one key, and if the Lord gives him a word or me a word for you, you know, we're going to speak it out. Now, the next time we're going to see him, Lord willing, is in January. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
For our prophecy month. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Holy Ghost
right
prophecy
there.
Month. Holy Ghost prophecy month.
Amen. Amen. So, okay, we're going to open the line for Pastor Mom. Anyone else, please press your number one key. You want to tell us happy anniversary? You want to, you know, encourage the man of God? Just press your number one key. If you have pressed it already, we don't see you, so send me a text and let me know. But, you know, at least give us a shout out. Amen. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, we're opening your line now. Is your mute on?
Yes, it is on. Repeat it.
Okay. So I hear Pastor Mom talking.
I've received everything and I've received good. Everything was nice for them.
Amen.
Praise God, Pastor Mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good to hear your voice. So glad that God has kept keeping you and has kept you. And thank you for your leadership, your love, and your prayer.
Thank you.
All thousand years.
Amen. You know I'm going to say pray for Pastor Mom, right?
Yes, yes. And so, Lord, we lift up Pastor Mom before you. First of all, we give you glory for her life. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you blessed us, Lord God, with such a vessel that would walk among us to teach us and to guide us and to show us the way. God, we ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her body in every way. Let her not feel aches and pains and the issues this flesh goes through in life, but give her, God, strength and vitality like she's not seen in years. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine?
Amen. Such an honor.
Yes, praise God. Well,
praise God.
I just want to say praise God to all of the Get 'Em Radio audience here this evening, especially to you, Apostle Kizzy. this special year that God has given you, the 9th anniversary. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
For your faithfulness and for what God has done through you and to you and for you in the midst of all that you have gone through over these last 9 years. I know many times it has been a joy, but there was just a few times you might have had a few bumps. But praise God, you've always made it through. I'm just amazed at how sometimes God uses you in different situations. I'm going like, well, what are you going to do? What you going to do? You can't find anybody. What you going to do? And I'll tell you, God has really used you. And I want to just say thank you. There are so many things that I want to share as we go through this month. I know I'll get a chance to share more. But I want to thank you for all the things that I have also experienced through this ministry. And then I want to just say thanks to Bishop Aaron tonight for that wonderful message. And Bishop, that's one of the things that I picked up out of your message tonight was that those of us who have ministries, and not even if you don't have a ministry, but especially if you have a ministry, you got to watch your personal life, your private life, that nobody else can see but you and God. And if we keep that straight, I tell you, God will, he will supply every need, and he will promote you, and he will even increase your ministry. And there are so many things that I've seen Apostle even do in her own private life. I've seen her sometimes fall in some things, but she always get it right in her own personal life. There are some things she might not know that I'm watching, but I watch too. We all watching each other. Praise God. But I've seen her get things right. She watches her personal life, and sometimes she will even talk about it. That there are some things I shouldn't have done. And she's watching it. And I think all of us that have ministry, we need to watch our own personal life. And I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. If we keep that straight, I'm telling you, God, he will walk through with you. And you might make some mistakes sometimes, but if you are quick to repent and go to him and just kind of stay on the right path, God will bless you as he has blessed Apostle. So I want to thank you, Bishop, tonight, and I just continue to pray for your healing. Also, and also, I thank God for the things that he's brought you through. So I thank you so much for the word that you brought to us tonight, even as you had to press your way through with your throat tonight. So God bless you all and continue to keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Pastor, are you seated? Are you sitting down?
Yes,
I need for you to sit down. Because the Lord is sending a wind, a refreshing wind from the north, south, east, and west, even into your physical body, especially to your spiritual body right now. Hallelujah, the Lord says. He is strengthening you. Even in areas you've been quiet, you ain't said nothing. You just kept quiet and kept pressing on and said, God, you'll make a way. The Lord is making a way even now. He's saying the winds from all north, south, east, and west. It's like coming up under you and lifting you up if you were a rocket ship.
Amen.
God is carrying you and wants you to know that God is with you. He hears every prayer, and he recognizes every sacrifice, and he's going to reward you openly in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I love you.
Love you too, Bishop.
Thank you for your prayers down through the years.
Yes, you always bless me. Thank you so much. It's so encouraging. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. And I don't know if I said thank you to Lady Sabrina, but thank you, Lady Sabrina. You did such a good job with that introduction. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. I wanted to shout off the introduction. Amen. 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 And Minister Rachel, I see you. And Minister Rachel is the only one I see with their number one key press. So I'm going to be with you in just a second. But I keep thinking about this, there was a lady here that you prophesied to her about her husband, that he would not lose his foot or his toe or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I told you, but later on, this has been years ago, and later on, you know, she passed away, and her husband just now passed away. And I'm going to tell you, his foot was still on.
Was still on.
You know?
My God.
Amen.
My God.
Amen. He went on home to be with the Lord, but, you know, everything was intact. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. We're going to open a line. Okay, I see you, Minister Rachel. And I also see Minister Carey.
And
your
if
line.
Pastor Price or Joy or Amber is on,
Amber?
When you press your keys. Any three of you, make sure you press your keys.
Okay. Pastor Price is still here.
All right. When they get to them, we have word for it. All three
okay.
of them.
And today is Minister Joy's birthday as well.
Oh, yes. I remember saying happy birthday, yes.
Yeah, amen.
Definitely.
Amen. Minister Rachel, we have your line open. Welcome. Welcome, Grandma.
Hi, happy ninth, you know, anniversary to God and the Miss Ministries, because he truly in the midst. And also, God bless you, Bishop Aaron, and to your beautiful wife. It's very encouraging hearing everything, and with a little bit of your testimony, how God just been mighty in your life and in your health.
Yeah.
And also, I like hearing Pastor Mom. I like hearing everyone. And happy birthday, Joy. I hope you have a blessed one.
Amen.
And
thank God for you.
I thank God for you, too. I was listening, and then I was hearing, like, a scripture. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And I was like, that's what the Lord did. When he walked the earth, he was restoring such a one. He went from Samaria.
Yes.
He went and did the uttermost part, and he just planted, and he just restored. He didn't hurt anyone. And you know, the religious men, they kept on hounding him, bothering him when he was doing good, helping others who were bound. And they was just so jealous. They didn't realize his love and kindness. He is the very author of love and kindness, and he was just spreading it everywhere he went. And that's what he wants us to be, open vessels to spread his love and kindness everywhere he would bless us to go. And we do have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We got to look at ourselves and examine ourselves. Are we people, Lord, are we really allowing your love to freely flow through us, or are we being judgmental? God don't want us to be like, you know, like I think Pastor Clark, when she was like, she used to say, being as a junkyard dog, like, he doesn't want us to be that way, like you're about to bite somebody head off or something. No, he just wants us to say, sometimes he'll have someone, I mean, say, Jesus love you and Jesus saved, and some of them really, they want to hear that, and they'll Jesus love you, and just hi, I like your shoes, they're nice, and then that's an open door to say something about the Lord, and
amen.
You know, just in little ways. Yeah.
Amen. In a lot of ways, sometimes that is the Lord telling them, the Lord himself through you telling them, oh, you have on nice shoes. And sometimes this is the kind word that God wants to speak to somebody. But I love you, Sister Rachel. Both Sister Sabrina, I both, you and your entire family, just love you. I'm so godly proud. I remember the young lady that came to CFC. Now, first we came to y'all's church where y'all were, and we saw you, and just on fire for the Lord, and I've never seen that fire die out. And that's been wonderful. I know you've gone through trials and tribulations, but let me tell you something. Not letting your joy go out, not letting your light go out, is a testimony to so many people. There's some that you may not even know that's looking, when they're looking and say, "That go Rachel, she's going through again. She's going through again. She got my, I'm a believe God. I'm believe God." Then they look up the next day and that you God that made a way for you. And they say, "Well, God came through for her." That's a testimony. Amen. And God wants you to know he's about to give you another testimony, ultimate testimony. I don't know what it is. That seems like to me is something financial. I don't prophesy money on people. Other than that's what the Spirit is telling me. A substantial financial breakthrough God is about to give you. And to look for it and continue to be wise with it and do as God has commanded you to do in Jesus' name. But it's coming. It's a coming. A large financial breakthrough.
I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I love you. Give your love to all your kids. I know they may not remember us, but I remember them, each and every one.
Yeah, they done got big and tall. My little Amber, yeah, should be 10 months. My
Lord,
last
have
one.
Mercy.
And my daughter, Renee, she just had a baby on 10/20/2021. My grandson.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, all right. Grandma Rachel, welcome to the club. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. She had just went to sleep a few minutes ago. Thank God.
Oh, that's so precious. Oh, welcome to the club. It's wonderful being grandparent. Sabrina's
yes,
precious. We have two. We have two natural-born grandchildren, and we have five bonus grandchildren. So we're just grateful to God to bless us. So.
And we get to love on him, God's
Amen.
Truth. Amen. Right
Amen.
In front of him.
Love you.
Amen. Amen.
I know you're going to be growing up in God.
Praise God. I want to say that what the bishop just told you about the substantial financial breakthrough is a confirmation of what the Lord has said to me about you as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what he said to me. He didn't say it in those words. He just said, "I got her."
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Praise the Lord. Amen.
My God.
All right. Have a blessed night, Minister Rachel. Amen.
Love you.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Bishop, sometime you'll have to be on Praying in Tongues Tuesday because hearing the children praying in tongues is quite an experience.
Yeah, I get in every once in a while.
Every now and then. You know, I know you've been.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Praise God. Amen. Minister Carrie, hallelujah. And then we have you, Amber, next. Praise God. Welcome, Minister Carrie.
Good evening, everyone. Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and Bishop Aaron, and everyone, good evening. I just want to say happy anniversary to you all, Pastor Kizzy, and Apostle Kizzy, and Pastor Mom. Bishop Aaron, thank you for that word tonight. It was good. It was a good word. It was an encouraging word. And I thank you for that. I just praise God for you. I remember you from the other broadcasts a couple years back. And so I just thank God for you and praying blessings, healing, nasal area. And amen. I just thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Are you still here,
Gary? The phone is going in and out, I think.
It's
yeah,
okay.
I hear it.
Uh-huh, something's breaking up like. But I thank you for sharing that, our kindness of the Lord, the kindness of the Lord to us and how he comes and the compassion that he gives us and give others as we do walk out and we begin to talk to others and encouraging them. But I thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And I thank God for you and down to the years of you're listening to broadcasts and things like that. I hear the Lord saying there's another a flip side of showing the kindness of the Lord, which you are very innate of doing it. You're an actor. You're down in your flesh. It's your natural. Now, what word do I want to? It's your aura. It's when you enter a room. There's a kindness about you that God is saying that you are going. There's a reward for kindness about to be bestowed upon you, and it's not going to be just for one or two times. It's going to be for a season, back to back to back. All of a sudden, you're going to realize and hear. Because of your kindness, this is what I want to do, or this is what the Lord is leading me to do. So you're going to hear those words repeated so many times till you're going to say, God, well, how many? But that's the reward of God has for you, for your kindness and your love and your care all for the stranger and how your heart aches even to see anybody go through or go without, and how you reach out in prayer to lift them up, God is going to reward you for that kindness and for that love in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So much stuff was going on, but amen. Amen. Have a blessed night, Minister Carey.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, God bless her.
Amen. We have Minister Amber. No one else has their number one key pressed. But before I open up her line real quick, I just want to do a quick shout out for the people I see. I'm just shouting out to you. I'm not trying to provoke you or anything. I'm just going to shout out, okay? If you want to say, we just have a few more minutes that we're going to be on, and we're going to be closing soon. But Minister Joanne, I said Minister Joanne, didn't I? Sister Joanne from New Jersey.
She is.
Hallelujah. Minister Kamala, Dr. Lorraine Navarro, you might be asleep right now because it's real late where you are. Pastor Herbert, you probably went to sleep too because – you've been doing stuff all. Thank God for you being on. Reverend Treva, shout out to you. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Price, you know, we're going to talk to you in a minute. Your line is open already. Sister Debbie, so great to see you tonight. Amen. Thank you again. Lady Sabrina, just good to have you on the line. Hallelujah, praying in the background. I feel you. I feel you. Praise God. And so Minister Rachel, and we talked to Minister Amber, your line is open now. And thank you again, Minister Carey. Hallelujah.
Hello, this is Joy. Amber, and I'm on the line too. I just want to say happy anniversary to Barbara and great message, Bishop Aaron.
Praise
I have to
go
out with my presence today. You know it's my birthday. This is a special day. I have to be
yes.
Two
and a beautiful and a beautiful birthday girl you are. I love seeing your picture on Facebook. It was wonderful.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you.
Great word. I love the flyer. Oh my God! I said, oh, the Norton flows.
Thank you so much.
Yes. But the three of you are on, God gave me a collective word for you, your sister Amber, and your mom, Pastor Price. God said that, I'm going to have to put it the way he gave it to me. The three of you, you were not second choice. You three were his original choice. And the door that he is about to open for all three of you is going to show you that you were his original choice all along. Pursue and recover all. God is going to give you a 15 minutes of fame that's going to last longer than 15 minutes. You know what I mean, Sister Joy?
Amen.
You know, everybody talking about that 15 minutes of fame, but then there's somebody that becomes, they get their 15 minutes of fame, and they stay famous. So some doors opening for the 3 years is about to open that's not only going to get the attention of the world, but it's going to stay open because it's meant for you to change the world. So pursue, the Lord said, and recover all. He's going to give you every tool, every the knowledge, and even send the people that will be on your staff to help do the work. But to pursue and slack not the reins, lest he bid you, because it's going to bless a whole lot of people as it blesses you. In Jesus' name, all three.
Amen.
And I know that you got some brothers, but you, that's not to exclude them. But you three, God saying, you were the original choice. So you're not a consolation prize. You're not an, oh, well, because of this, we'll do that. You were the original choice in the mind of God. And your brothers also shall be catapulted in the same vein, in the same, there's so many prayers your mother has prayed, even for others, that God is coming back and rewarding her for her diligence and for her labor and love in the word. And we ain't seen, the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're up under an open heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When your ways please God,
mm-hmm.
There's no good thing he will hold from you.
Mm-hmm.
And your way is God in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word.
Bishop.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give glory to God for that word that you ministered out tonight, and we thank God for you. And Lady Sabrina, we say happy ninth anniversary, Apostle, and to all the Get 'em family, because that's what we are, like a family. And I praise God for you tonight. I praise God for you tonight. Bishop, my little part that I want to say tonight, and the Lord said, you know, we always have to be our authentic self. We have to be our authentic self, not our own self.
Yeah.
We want to be God's children. And the Lord said, now, Helen, you're not where he's at right now. You're not where he's at in some parts of what I've given unto him. You're not there. He said, you know, we've been reading through in the Bible, and we've been going through Matthew, and Mark, and we're now in the book of John in the Word of God. And it's something, as I've been going through the Bible and reading in the Bible for the last years, you know, every time I read through each year, I see something different, or it stands mm-hmm. out to me by the Holy Ghost. That's because the Word is so pregnant. And the one thing yes. that did stand out to me this year was the scripture that did say, it did say, he was saying that, you know, that there was a one and went in there, and he sowed all of these tares, these weeds in. And it stood out to me. He sowed all of these weeds in. And then they asked the question, do you want us to go in and take the weeds out, take the tares out? And he said, no, unless you do damage to the wheat, to the wheat, to the good seed that was in there, the good wheat. And he yeah. said, don't let them come together. And then it began to go, who was going to, after when the harvest, when they came in, and who was going to take it apart, and what who was going to be here that was going to separate the wheat from the, you know, from the tares and so forth. So we know that God is doing a work. There is a work that's being done. One of the things that stood out to me, Miles Monroe, before he went to be with the Lord, he ministered yeah. on a message that has revolutionized my life in this particular area of what you're talking about. One of the things that he ministered to my heart was, and there's one more after this one, but he ministered to my heart that in the last days, God said he would pour out of his spirit upon yes. all flesh, not just mm-hmm. some flesh. I know sometimes we think he's just pouring out on the believers, but God will pour out of his spirit, because he said in the word that one of the jobs or one of the works of the Holy Spirit is that he will convict the world of sin. He'll convict them of righteousness, convict them of sin and righteousness. And think of what is that? There's three of them. The Holy Spirit, when he would come, he's the one who will convict and convince. And so what the Lord has had me to begin to do is that there are, and you know, we talk about people that have same-sex marriages and so forth and same-sex. There are believers that have some perverted perceptions that you look around and say, what's going on here? And you'll look around and you'll see it, that there's like something that's going on. So the thing is that we don't know, in some cases, is it God, is it not God? So what I always pray is, Lord, you're the convincer, you're the convictor. Come up on the heart. Yeah. And then I also know that spirit of homosexuality is a very strong spirit. But mm-hmm. it's not stronger than God, because he's the greater one.
That's right.
So what I do is I also pray, whether they be movie stars or Christians or whoever they are, that God would come upon them, that by his spirit he would come upon them, this Holy Spirit would come upon them and convince them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. You know, one of the things is that God said when we're in his hand, no man can pluck us out of his hand. God said, no man, mm-hmm. that's what I just read that today in today's reading, that no man will be able to pluck us out of his hand. But then there's another thing that he said, that God said to me. He said, but Helen, I said in my word, whom I love, I chasten. He said, but I love you. I'm not going to leave you like you are. He said, I'm going to love. And I've seen people who have married folks. I'm telling you, they have married mm-hmm. people, same sex. They married folks.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit has come upon them, and God will begin to convict their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and God himself will begin to chasten them.
There are things that
some of us in our lives, I mean, everybody ain't always been saved. And if we look at B.C. Davis, they would say whatever, when in them days that passed by in our lives, God did works in our lives, you know, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. And some of us been in church all of our lives. Ever since we can ever remember, we've been mm-hmm. in church. But yet, the Holy Spirit had to come upon us to convict mm-hmm. us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And he's yet doing that. He's yet convicting them, because whom he loves, he chastens. Whom he mm-hmm. loves, he's going to chasten. He don't leave you the same way that you are. And one of the things, and I'm stopping with this, one of the things I love is the sanctification process. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it that the moment that we come into Christ, we're purchased property. There are some people who are of a certain persuasion that love the Lord. They say, I really love the Lord. But they say, I'm in this way. That's what they'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some that are not in that way, but they got other stuff going on. Because as his purchased property, we've been purchased by him now. We get sanctified. We've given our heart and life to him. We get that sanctification process starts. It's like buying a property. You're going to buy a new property. You go buy that plot of land over there. And especially if you're not building anything on it, it's got to be cleared off. It's got to be cleared off. It's got to be done, and things have got to be done. I thought about my girls yesterday went out to dig potatoes, sweet potatoes. They thought they were going to go and find all them potatoes laying on the table. They thought they were going out to the field, and they were going. They took their little bags with them, and they had their little crown on their head, and they were going out to the field. And they got out to the field and found out they had to have a shovel. They have to have some other stuff to go down in and dig. And
that's
then they were
it.
Warned. They were warned when they got on that field. The man that they had to talk to all the people that were out there working in there. They said there may be bugs out here. There may be spiders. There could be some other things you might encounter out here. So they had to warn them before they got out there. And they had to go in there digging and go in there to do what they had to do. Well, the reason I bring that up is when we're purchased, if I go out there and buy me some property, and I'm going to build me a house on it. I've had, when I was 18, a house built from the ground, only at 18 years old. God blessed me with that through my mama worshiping the Lord with their tithes and their free will offerings. But the first thing they had to do was to get that ground leveled out before they put any kind of building on that ground. And when we come into Jesus Christ, we got all this mess, all this junk, all these weeds all up on us, all this junk and stuff and all this mess that's in our lives that God has to clear out. But we've been purchased by him. We've been purchased by him. But he starts that sanctification. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. There's three, where the Holy Spirit begins to sanctify, set us apart. And then when we think we've arrived, like you said, when we have that thing with our nose all up in the air and self-righteous, and we think we got it all that in a bag of chips, God will open up and say, look, let me show you some. And so he said, if I showed you all that I have to do in you, all that I need to clear off on your property, you couldn't take it, Helen. He said, if I showed you all, he said, because the only one, if there was somebody who was so sanctified and they had their property, they'd be like Enoch, they would have walked on with God because there was no sin there, but as long as you can see somebody. So what he would do with me over the years, I'm purchased by him. I am purchased by him. But in the being purchased by God, I'm turning around. I got a field. I got a whole field that still needs to. When he reveals to me the things that need to be done in my life, I said, oh, Lord, he said, now, I don't want to discourage you now, Helen, but I want to show you this area. I'm working on this area. So there are things that God is yet working. And when they come in there, they're ones who have come in, and I've seen the testimony. They've come in, even ones that have gotten married. But God turned around and will begin to clear off that field. He'll begin to convict them of sin and righteousness and of judgment. He'll begin to work on their hearts and on their lives. I'm not going to focus on the ones in that lifestyle. I'll focus on me right now. There was a sanctification process today, just today. I had been, and I got the audacity. I have the audacity to have not liked what went on. And the Lord said, you've done your sister like this. My sister, Pastor Catherine, she's a giver. And there are sometimes she's given to me, and sometimes I let it slip my mind to come and thank her for what she gave. Or it might be 2 days before I get around to telling her. 2 days before I get around to telling her. Thank you. I'm talking about Apostle Kizzy when they blessed me. And I've been tremendously blessed. The goodness of God that you preached today has been manifested in my life. But I was blessed. I gave a couple of offerings that I considered large offerings to somebody. And now you can do it on this thing, and all they got to do is push your heart. But you want somebody to call and shove and come back and say, you know, thank you or something, you know. So I had given these couple of offerings, and they didn't say none back. And when that happened, we're talking about the sanctification process. When that happened, I turned around and let that thing go to my heart.
They ain't called and told me thank you. They ain't said nothing. And the Lord said, let it go. Did you obey me? Did you give what I told you to give? Did you do what I told you to do? I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So then this morning, the minister called. And when she called me this morning, I went into it. Did you get the money that I sent you? And the Lord, and I'm telling you, God got on me. He said, you know that wasn't right. He said, that you, much as you done your sisters or other people, and you take your co-time sometimes getting back with them, and you going to go over there. I thought about Matthew, the 18th chapter, how that woman was forgiven him much. And then he took somebody by the neck and got him and choked him out. Well, he had been forgiven him much. And the Lord said, I'm telling you now, when you've done what I, if they never even respond to you, you do what I tell you to do. And give what I tell you. He said, because he said that, he said, when you asked her that, she said, I thought I had said thank you, but I must have forgot. And she started crying. She said, I love you. She said, I didn't mean no harm. And the Lord said, you made her cry, Helen. He said, now here you are. You always talked about telling somebody thank you for what they give you. Are you always prompt telling Bryce? No, Lord, no, I'm not. And he said to me, still this is that sanctification process. Still that is that thing. So we'll go over there and take somebody else over there, even the people that you mentioned, and maybe go and choke somebody out. But what is God still working on in our lives?
Right.
What is God still
right.
doing? What is God still cleaning? Like you said, he told you from the beginning when you said that scripture. What was your scripture, Bishop? And I'm going to stop. What is the scripture you said about the evil, the one that you said? And he said, make sure that you're not an evildoer. And that's for me.
Yeah.
Make
Fred
sure,
not
Helen.
That because of evildoers.
Make sure. Say it again.
Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be
fret not thyself because of evildoers. And, yeah, so the one thing is that I don't understand everything there is to understand about what's going on. I know the wheat and the tare are going to come up together. I may not be where you are with the understanding of what God has given you, but I appreciate it that you're being bold enough to be able to do that. But I know one thing. When we got all these fingers and we're pointing the finger at somebody else, we got four pointing back it up. And we got God is still doing a cleanup job. If the truth be known, there's still stuff that God is working on the inside. And I got a living witness of that today. I truly repented. I said, how can I have the audacity? Well, sometimes I'll let things slip my mind, go 2 days. I look at apostle, whenever we send her Sunday, they answer right away. My sister Catherine, I felt so shame. I said, well, I'm so shamed. I'm so shamed because I know I could have answered her. I know. But what? And sometimes we can take people for granted and don't know we're doing it.
That's right.
So I just wanted to be able to it might seem like I'm going into a lot in that, but that may be to set somebody free. It might be because we don't understand all that God is doing right now. Like you said,
amen.
And I will close with this, apostle. I will say this. You said, and I can remember the time when I was condemned, number one, because I was a woman preacher. They told me, get her out of that pulpit. Get her down from there. I was condemned as a woman. And now, even in the Bible says to us that a woman is not to teach a man. I said, how do I deal with that? And the Lord says to me, I told you in the last days I would pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your handmaidens shall whatever he said is going to prophesy. I believe that was prophesied also. And God said, you're in the last days. You're in the last days. And I have poured teachers. So when somebody asks you, how can you be a pastor? How can you teach somebody? See, this is just a new thing for us right now. You know that, Bishop. This was not that too long ago when women couldn't wear pants. I was told when I saw people getting in the pulpit wearing pants, I went in the church that I thought was liberal, and they asked me to come up and speak, and I spoke in pants. And the pastor's wife got me to, she said, now, baby, I know that we're liberal, but when you're preaching, you don't get up in that pulpit in pants. And she sure enough told me that. But we were told you couldn't wear no makeup.
You couldn't wear no swimming suit. You couldn't wear what they call bikini sandals. I'm talking about sandals with your toes in between the toes. They called the bikini sandals. Nothing without any sleeves on them. There were things
and
that
were not wearing that
rated. And now and Bishop, the very ones that wore that preached that thing back then, I look at them now wearing makeup. I see some of my people that preached that thing so hard, they wearing pants. I said, is she got on? I said, look at that. Look at that. The very one, and nail polish and makeup, well, she ain't got nothing to do with our salvation. So there are a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like I said again, I may not be all the way where you are right now, but I know I've been to that other place where I've seen things change. I've seen where women have become ministers. I've seen where people wear makeup and nail polish and pants and still are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to say an alternative lifestyle is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but I know that God will pour out of his spirit upon all flesh. And he'll convict him and convince him of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So that's the thing. I know it's a lot long statement, and I know my children, they are so wise. They say, when you get on there, just say, you know, thank him for the message. You get off.
That they do us wrong.
Don't
our kids do us wrong.
Amen. God bless y'all.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so God bless you all. And Apostle, I thank God. I just had to do what I felt in my spirit that the Lord wanted me to say, you know. So I praise God. And, you know, I thank God for the message tonight. And God bless you.
Amen. I want to say real quick, full disclosure, I wouldn't be saved if it wasn't for a woman minister. I wouldn't be saved.
Amen.
There were no men ministers when I grew up. Ain't that a truth?
All right. Amen. Well, Reverend Treva, speaking of women ministers, Reverend Treva is one. Amen. We're going to open a line for Reverend Treva. Praise God.
God bless you. Amen. And I good evening, Bishop McCary. Good evening, Apostle Kizzy. And to everybody in this respective place. And I had to wait a long time. God allowed me to kind of rejuvenate and get the word, and I just thank you for your message tonight. It really, really ministered to my heart. And I'm happy anniversary. I've been on with you for 6 years of the 9 years, and I just thank God for this ministry. And I can almost say I'm on here just about every time. Every
just
time
about,
get in the line. Sunday, I would have to go back to the archives. I'm usually at my own church services at that time, but I just thank God for this ministry. Amen.
And we praise God for you, Reverend Treva. When you're not here, you text me and let me know that you're not going to be here and why.
That's
a blessing. I mean, I don't have to do that, but it's a blessing. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. I just heard the word, Reverend Treva, I heard the word accountability. And just like you practice accountability, God is saying he's going to show accountability to you in his faithfulness toward you. And that you have been accountable, you've been faithful, you've been steadfast. Your yea has been yea and your nay has been nay. And God is saying to this day, open your mouth and speak what you want, and he will fill it. Meaning he will give you the size of your heart.
Amen. I receive that word. Amen.
He can trust you. He can trust you. You can ask anything because there's no guile in you. So there's nothing in you. You ain't got to worry about, Lord, what I want to ask. Ask for many things and watch God fulfill them. And some of those things that you've already asked for is coming to pass.
They are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I was saying that word. God bless y'all.
Amen.
I love you.
Praise
love
God.
Love you.
Thank God for your
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hello, am I still on?
Oh, excuse me. I'm just talking and Pastor Catherine said, we can't hear you. Amen. So I had my mute on. I was perceiving God's healing anointing in the stomach area. There it is again, in like the lower stomach area. I don't know what organ is around in that area, but it's right around yeah. the lower stomach. Hallelujah. And the Lord is touching it right now. Amen. Amen. He's touching
Amen.
That right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then at the same time, there was I'm not perceiving it right now, but earlier I was perceiving a headache. And
yes.
and I want to say by the Spirit of the Lord that it has something to do with the sinus area. And so,
yes.
Lord, we lift that up to you right now. And we thank you, Lord God, what you reveal, you heal. And you reveal these two ailments. And so, therefore, you're healing them right now in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for that, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. Are the Lord our healer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen. I receive. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. And the more I think about it, Reverend Treva, it does feel like it's around the, you know, the female area, down the reproductive area.
Yes.
In that area. Amen.
Yes.
Praise.
Yes.
Thank you for the
Praise
touch,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah. I get a little personal. It actually seemed like ovaries. It's almost like I can see it now. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I
Amen.
Receive that.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. Amen. All right, Reverend Treva. God bless you. Dr. Lorraine. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. You still awake?
Yeah, praise the Lord. I kept trying to punch one, and I was on a different place, and I was like, well, I never got there. But anyway, praise the Lord. It's a glorious, glorious day. Yep.
Apostle Genesis, how you doing?
Oh boy, it is old home week for us, isn't it? And it is a beautiful thing to see how God has grown us, used us, matured us. I think that's one of the things that is so beautiful, that the Lord uses people. If he just
yes.
were, you know, he could send anything, but the thing about people is that we do, we mature, we mellow, we change. It's that, you know, the vessels that he uses, the like the clay pots, they absorb, you know, this I love, and saw so much in Africa when they would like use big clay pots for filtering water to drink. And or oil, whatever you store in it, that two things happen. The oil itself gathers the flavor of the vessel, but the vessel is also saturated with whatever it holds. And I think that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit, that we absorb it, but it also absorbs our individual flavor and taste And so I really thank God, especially for the, I'll say the two of you, but I was going to say the three of you because of my good friend, Sister Sabrina. Just the things that I had been thinking all evening was, you know, the thing about celebrating an anniversary is the longevity of something validates its worth. And the beauty, I just want to just give a word or two. Can I still call you Brother Aaron? Bishop Aaron?
Yes, that you can.
What gives me joy is when I think about you is your integrity and your dedication and your compassion. You have always been a compassionate person, not isolating yourselves only with those inside a little church circle, you know, and then Apostle Kizzy, just when they were talking about you tonight and God in the midst and everything, what I kept thinking, which, I mean, we know all those grand things, but I think one of your greatest qualities is joy. There's not yes. anything you do that you don't do with joy. And that joy is so contagious. The joy is like manifested praise. You know, it's tangible. And those are tremendous gifts that you can't get just from, you know, sending something out or reading something, you know. Those are a beautiful quality that you have infused into every aspect of God in the midst. So I just wanted to say to both of you, all of you, how grateful I am for this ministry, for what it has done, and yet more so what it will continue to do. And just love you all, miss you all tremendously.
Miss you.
So,
it's been a while.
Yeah. Amen. I praise God. I love you so much, Sister Lorraine. The Lord and the Spirit reminded me of it was probably a week ago, no more than 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about you and praying for you, and the Lord began to show me, now don't get panicked, you're on the evangelist field like in your heyday of you driving around all over the place. You're not going to be driving anywhere. You'll be flying. And it's going to be real easy on you. But there's so many doors because God had you on the back side of the mountain. And God's going to bring you to the front side of the mountain. And before you know it, you're going to be in high demand. I speak that in both. The Lord showed me the sacrifice you made for so many years as you carried the gospel between here and Africa. And so many words, so many deep, rich words that you just poured out of the riches of God that are unforgettable. You know, we don't forget them. We can't forget them. We can't forget the way you open our eyes to even the book of Genesis. You know, that's the book everybody skip over because of the these and the does and the that and the those and this and the other. But you preach through the years and open our eyes to the miracle and the wonder of the book of Genesis and what God would have us to know out of those books has been immeasurable. And the Lord brought it back to my mind. I was driving somewhere, and you came up, and I just began to pray for you. But I began to see you flying all over, a woman of notoriety. I know you don't seek that, but, you know, like people knowing your name, like Marilyn Icky or you know, somebody like that, I saw that happening for you. It wasn't no more than 2 weeks ago. And the Lord brought it back to my remembrance tonight. And so I believe the word of the Lord. I believe when I prayed that it was so, and I believe tonight as the Holy Spirit brings what I prayed and what I saw to my remembrance that it will be so. And I thank God for you. Thank God for your love and your friendship. Can't wait to one day hug your neck again. I want to expose you to everybody I know. And so we look forward to when traveling opens back up and you back on the road and we get some more people hearing from you, an anointed vessel of God. I thank you for the words you've spoken into in prayers or in me and Sabrina's life and your friendship down through the years.
Amen.
Well, I humbly receive that word from you, from the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for continuing to always remember me in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. And I just want to, for those people who may not know who Pastor Lorraine or Dr. Lorraine is, she is the Pastor Lorraine of Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Hallelujah. So we get to hear her every Monday, 12 noon Central, 12 noon Central and 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah.
And I declare she is somebody's preacher and anointed. And if you want your congregation blessed, please reach out to Pastor Lorraine. She is a worthy vessel, and she carries an anointed deep word from the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And that's why we have her on Get 'Em Radio. It was like, oh, my God, you know. We would just hear from her and hear from her. It was like, well, she's got to be on there. Amen. She has so much to give. Amen.
And anybody listening for the first time, this is the group all three of us have interacted in ministry and stuff. We are three nuts. We're not just all Jesus. We are a lot of fun. Now, if you want to have fun, come on now. We're going to the thrift stores. We're going here. We're going there. We're doing little things, but you are bound to laugh. So we're not just stuck up prudish, Jesus all the time. I have had some of the funniest laughs in my life with these two women of God, and they are extremely funny, and God has done some crazy things in our sight down through the years, and some marvelous things. Just
marvelous
wonderful ministry. Yes.
Amen. Yeah. All right, we're going to let you go, Pastor Lorraine. I know you need to go to sleep.
I love you.
Lord, reduce the time, refresh the morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Love you both and everybody who's been on. I've been listening and enjoying. God bless y'all. Looking forward to always being with you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see any other number one keys pressed, so praise God. We're amen. Well, I've made some comments and hallelujah. So what we're going to do is talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Pastor Price is just going to go over that list for us. Hallelujah. And just to let you know, on next Thursday, we're continuing our celebrating the goodness of the Lord. And we will have Pastor Will Coleman. And I'm going slow because I want to call him by his nickname, but because he's my nephew. So Pastor Will Coleman will be with us, hallelujah, Lord willing, on next Thursday. Amen. He's a young man. In his younger days, he was a rapper and He's been on Get 'Em Radio as a rapper. That was years ago. I think that was somewhere like around 2014. And so we got to hear from him then. Since that time, you know, he became a pastor in Oklahoma, a campus pastor of a large church there. And now the Lord has sent him to St. Louis to pastor the church that his mother, who is Pastor Catherine, who was here earlier. And so now he's pastoring the church that Catherine and her husband, who's gone home to be with the Lord now, Pastor William Coleman, they planted that church. And now the Lord has sent Pastor Will here, his wife and his children, here to St. Louis to pastor the church. And God is using him in a great, great way. And so we're looking forward to hearing from him on next Thursday. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open a line. I don't know which line you're on, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. I'm looking for your line now. Okay. I don't see her at all. Oh, and if the, you know what, I guess I'll be saying it. Because if the line dropped, which it did, and we're in overtime now, so she cannot get back on even if she wanted to. So I'll tell you what's going to happen. Praise God. So I just talked about next Thursday, and then on this Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church with Pastor Mom, hallelujah, and that's at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On the first Sunday, what we do is tag team preaching, and so we have, you know, if you come with a scripture, 5 minutes. That's what we have. For those who say, I don't know if I'm a preacher, you can also, if you have a devotional that you read and it blessed you, you can read that for 5 minutes. Share that with us. We've also been given a challenge to write on a piece of paper or in a file A through Z and say who the Lord is from A to Z. If you've been working on that challenge, we want to hear your list, hallelujah, of who the Lord is. You can, if you also have any songs, a song that you want to play and share that song with us, of course, about the Lord, let me know by Friday. Send me a Facebook link, not Facebook, a YouTube link of it. And so we'll queue it up on Sunday, but I need to know by Friday night what that is. Praise God. Amen. And also, because it's first Sunday, well, what we do on first Sunday is we're having communion. So bring your communion elements, and we'll all have communion together. Hallelujah. Amen. And then on Monday, praise God, we have our very dear Lunch with Lorraine, hallelujah, with Dr. Lorraine, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And she's talking about being thankful. She's doing a series of being thankful for things that you might not have thought you should have been thankful about. But it's a really good series on being thankful, and it gives you a different perspective of how you can be thankful even through adversity of an adversary, you know, or through failure or through shame. Amen. God works all things together for good. So check that out. Amen. And the audience for Lunch with Lorraine has been growing. Praise God. Amen. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, one of our newest broadcasts that we have. We pray in tongues. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes each, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And it has been just really awesome, just awesome. And we've experienced actual miracles during that time. And so join us if you have an opportunity. Everyone is invited to pray in tongues. So if you text me and let me know that you're available, even if you're not available this Tuesday, if you're available on the second Tuesday in December, let me know. I'll put you on the calendar. Amen. And put you on that schedule. Praise God. On Wednesday, our next, yes, hallelujah. It'll be the second Wednesday already. This Wednesday, the 10th of November, we have a prophetic healing. We only have it the second Wednesday of the month. So we won't have another one until December. So if you know someone who's in need of healing, hallelujah. Bishop was saying how he's received some of his healing during that broadcast. I remember that. I remember him shouting to the Lord and praising the Lord. Amen. When that healing came upon him, I believe even his wife received a measure of healing. And other people have received healing on that broadcast. So we want to invite you to be a part of it. And don't keep it to yourself. Tell your friends, tell your family about it, and come on and call in 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m., and get healed. Amen, amen. The healing anointing is just, it flows so wonderfully. I've already told you what's going on next Thursday with Pastor Will. And, yeah, tell your friends about that as well. And come and be ready to celebrate with us again the goodness of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go back again to our Bishop Aaron. Hallelujah. With closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God, Bishop.
Praise God. We thank God for everything that we've heard and experienced this evening. Happy anniversary again to the Get 'Em Radio family. And thank you, Elder Kizzy, for giving me this privilege to come and be on. And it's such an honor and a privilege. And I just love the way the Lord moves, hallelujah, through God in the midst. Father God, we thank you for 9 years, God, you carried us. It's before 9 years, in the beginning, the creation of the earth, that you had God in the midst on your mind. And you manifested it through your handmaiden, Apostle Kizzy, Lord God. And she has carried it so magnificently, Lord God. We lift up God in the midst because the best is yet to come. The creative ideas, the creative notions, the prayers, the word that's going through your vessel lets us know that there's more to come. Greater and bigger audience for God. Exposure is coming in every direction as your word is being declared and your people are receiving the love and the admiration to love back to you and to each other. Lord God, we thank you for bringing us 9 years, and we thank you for the years to come. And we ask you to bless your servant, Lord God, who's not weary in well-doing, to give her strength on every hand. And we call in supplies from north, south, the east, and the west, money in our hands to do the work that you called her to. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you
amen.
So much, Elder Kizzy.
Amen.
Thank
Praise
you
the Lord,
so
Bishop. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And I just thank God for just strengthening you with might in the inner man by his Holy
Amen.
Spirit. Hallelujah. You
Amen.
And Lady amen, and redeeming this time for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That, both wake up, that we all wake up refreshed in the morning. In the name of
amen.
Hallelujah. Love you so much. Love all of
love
you. Thank you for celebrating with us. Amen. And we all have a wonderful time in the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you all so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
all right.
Amen. I don't want to all go, but the line's going to drop in a few minutes. So,
all right.
God bless you all, and have a blessed rest of the night. Love you, love you.
Love you.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, no?